Congress wants to help with the reconciling dozens of cybersecurity bills floating around Capitol Hill. The new White House proposal would give Homeland Security primary responsibility for the .gov domain. Private industry would have the main responsibility for developing its own standards and procedures for protecting critical infrastructure. Melissa Hathaway, the former White House cybersecurity advisor, was instrumental in crafting the national cybersecurity strategy. She joins us now with some insight. Ms. Hathaway, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom.
So DHS seems to get the most responsibility. Commerce has a little bit, even DOD. Would you say they're trying to maybe split the baby so that they can reconcile between the two major Senate bills that are out there?
Well, as you know, there's a number of Senate bills out there. Almost a dozen pieces of legislation have already been introduced in this Congress. I think the administration is trying to anchor the conversation for Congress on its priorities, being the FISMA reform, data breach, the prioritizing of protecting the government computers, and it introduced some new elements to include stiffening the penalties around cybercrime and really trying to get the private sector to step up and take on more of the responsibility.
But was there anything within the proposal that took you by surprise?
I think that what took me by surprise is that there were a couple of areas that we highlighted in the cyberspace policy review around R&D and education that I thought would have been a part of the package.
And so that was left out, in other words?
Yeah, I think it was a missed opportunity, given that the administration is still very keen on science and technology and education and announces the research and development initiative, that it could have been put as part of this legislative package and addressing some of the bills that had been introduced in the House of Representatives.
Is there a specific, for instance? Yeah, some of the stuff that you would have recommended that didn't quite make it in there.
I would have recommended taking a look at the Cybersecurity Education Act and Enhancement Act that have been introduced in the House. There were a number of good elements in those two bills that could have been highlighted as part of the administration's package.
Now, there were a lot of elements in that, in what they did propose. My impression, and I wonder if you can give us your impression on this, is maybe there's too much in it. It's an awfully big batch of items to put in one bill. Should this be all in one bill, or should it be maybe in a series of bills?
Well, that's a good question. I think that as Congress considers these different proposals, it will be important to gain industry's perspective on the second and third order effects of the different elements of the bills. I think you'll see bipartisan support for the things that have been discussed over the last several years, for example, FISMA reform and a national data breach law, and I think that other elements will need further discussion and debate and input from industry.
We are talking with Melissa Hathaway. She is the president of Hathaway Global Strategies and is the former senior director for cyberspace for the National Security and Homeland Security Councils. I wondered also about the emphasis on the private sector. We've heard a lot about how the private sector and the public sector have to work together for this to work. And this actually emphasizes the private sector leading the technology development. Does that square with the policy development that started with that original report and of course, what was going on, the strategy documents from the White House?
Amy, I think that the private sector does need to lead in the innovation agenda and getting ahead of and anticipating the next generation threat. And since the private sector does own and operate the majority of our critical infrastructures, and they are the designers of the next generation technology, the government should be looking for the different market levers and incentives to help encourage industry to take more of a role and help them develop the next generation technologies.
Now, you were saying that there's a lot of discussion that's needed around some of these issues and discussion with private industry. But I'm thinking that the strategy for cybersecurity for the 44th presidency from the CSIS came out in 2008, and then the strategy from the White House that you helped develop came out in May of 2009. And here we are looking at fiscal 2012, and they're just issuing guidance now for legislation. Why is this taking so long? And it seems more like this is a plan for a plan rather than a specific piece of legislation. Shouldn't we be having a little bit more, I don't know, urgency on it?
Well, I think certainly that there should, and there appears to be an increasing sense of urgency. Senator Rockefeller sent a letter over to the SEC chairman just a few days ago announcing or asking the SEC to look into their authorities that could be leveraged. I think there's also an opportunity for the FTC and the FCC to do the same, to really get their authorities to be leveraged now while the Congress determines what is the appropriate legislative agenda.
And so, judging from the work that you had done leading up to that May 29th, I mean, does this look like what you, overall, besides the quibbles we've had around the edges of it, does it look basically to you like the right way to go?
Well, I think it builds on a number of the discussions that that have been taking place over the last couple of years. I'm very hopeful that FISMA reform will be taken up in this Congress and implemented, and I think that there is a need for a national data breach. I think that there's also the need to address more things that could be done, like stiffening the law and the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act and the Stored Communications Act. And so I do think that there are other laws that need to be updated, and I'm hopeful that this Congress will take a look at those.
I also wondered about the concept behind a cybersecurity strategy anyway. Would that not have to be a living document, if you will, because cybersecurity seems to always be evolving and the bad guys are always trying to be one step ahead of the good guys and something new is always coming down the pike? Is this something that can't really be written in stone per se, but has to be open to interpretation and revision on a fairly regular basis?
Yes, I think you should always think about a strategy as needing constant reflection and update because the world is changing, the technology is changing, the way that we use and adopt technology is changing, and so we shouldn't think of a strategy as static. It should have the guideposts and that we should be trying to work within and a vision that we're trying to work toward.
And just the final question, do you believe that this strategy has the right balance between what the private sector should do and what the federal government should do?
I do think that it has a good balance of that the government should focus on the priority of protecting itself, and industry should focus on strengthening its own defenses. I think that we need to have a broader information sharing regime between the industry and the government so that each side can learn from the other.
And is that DHS the proper agency to kind of enforce that, or is that more of a commerce-related type of activity?
I think actually it should be in all of government. DHS has its responsibilities with the critical infrastructures. Commerce and the FTC have a responsibility from a business in e-commerce and trade. The FBI has a responsibility from a law enforcement, and I could go on, but each of the different agencies have a responsibility and interface with industry, and industry has a number of insights that could be shared with these different departments and agencies.
Melissa Hathaway is the former Senior Director for Cyberspace for the National Security and Homeland Security Councils. She is currently President of Hathaway Global Strategies. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Amy. Thanks, Tom.